For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Though he fall, he shall not be moved. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be cast down. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. With his hand, with his hand. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Though he fall, he shall not be cast down. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. They are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord Most High. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. They are saved. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord Most High. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. They are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Righteous run into it, they are saved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. You may be seated. I greet you in the name of the Lord as we gather to bless the name of the Lord. Wonderful to sing of all of the wonderful attributes of our God as we gather to worship Him. We pray that if you're visiting with us, that you will sense God's presence among us and be blessed. Sean, are you ready to come up? Could you steam up now? Okay, good. Sean, pardon? All right, from where you are. Okay. Yeah, and part of that also to think of is that if you've never been over to the Good Shepherd home, or even if you've been there, but it's a little intimidating in terms of finding your way around or how to handle yourself, you might want to talk to Sean, or you could talk to me. I would be glad to help you, give you some pointers, guidelines concerning going over and visiting the residence of Good Shepherd. And talk to Marcy as well, from the ladies, if you would like to do this. But what we'd like to do is one of the understanding is that here's a ministry to people who are right among us, who worship with us, people that we already know, who really could use an encouraging word throughout the week. And so think about your schedule, your gifts, and what the Lord would have you to do, and sign up for that. The men's breakfast is scheduled for next Saturday. There's only one person signed up, two. Okay, there's two at this point. So we need to know who's coming to the men's breakfast. So if you plan to come, please sign up. Because I don't want to get to Wednesday and say, geez, is anybody coming? To know whether we're going to continue it through June. So sign up for that. For tonight, a plate of finger food or dessert. If you're coming and you're able to bring that for the meeting this evening. At this time, I would like to ask Natalia and Ben to come forward. And I didn't tell you about this beforehand because I didn't want you to be nervous. If you know anything about Grand Rapids and Calvin College, all you have to do is look in the Grand Rapids phone book. The V is the biggest section of the phone book because Van in Dutch means son of, I'm assuming. And so Van is a, and having an A on the end of it, but Van is just a, they call it a Dutch ghetto out there. There's just so many Dutch people. I remember being there, I thought to myself, everybody on this campus is tall, blonde, and good looking. You know, well, may the Lord bless both of you as you serve in this coming year. Please stand. As we prepare to worship God as a congregation, hear the words of Psalm 98, which call us into God's presence to worship Him. Sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm have worked salvation for Him. The Lord has made His salvation known and revealed His righteousness to the nations. He has remembered His love and His faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music and make music to the Lord. Shout for joy before the Lord the King. Come, let us sing before the Lord. Hymn number 6. Oh, come, my soul, bless thou the Lord for me. His holy name. Bless thou the Lord, forget not all His mercies, His pardoning grace and saving love proclaim. Bless Him forever, wondrous in might. Bless Him, His servant, that in His will delight. Good is the Lord, and full of kind compassion, most slow to anger, plenteous in love. Rich is His grace to all that humbly seek Him.
has the hemmed up arm. Bless him forever, wondrous in mind. Bless him, his servants, that in his will delight. His love is like a father's to his children, tender and kind to all who fear his name. For well he knows our weakness and our frailty. He knows that we are dust, he knows our frame. Bless him forever, wondrous in mind. Bless him, his servants, that in his will delight. We fade and die like flowers that grow in beauty, like tender grass that soon will disappear. But evermore the love of God is changeless, still shown to those who look to him in fear. Bless him forever, wondrous in mind. Bless him, his servants, that in his will delight. High in the heavens his throne is fixed forever. His kingdom rules o'er all from pole to pole. Bless ye the Lord through all his wide dominion. Bless his most holy name, O thou my soul. Bless him forever, wondrous in mind. Bless him, his servants, that in his will delight.
Let us pray. Almighty God, as today in your word we will be challenged to love our enemies, we read of your love for us. And may we not forget that your love for us began as love for enemies, love for those who are turned against you, love for those who come into this world dead in trespasses and sin and set against you, wanting to be our own gods. And yet you so loved us that you redeemed us through the death of your Son. And so, Father, as we come into your presence, we bless your name. And we rejoice in that love that you have for we who know Christ, a fatherly love. And how we thank you for knowing that that is how you love us. We pray, Father, that you might enable us to bless you. We who fear your name and long to do your will. And as we gather this morning, Lord, increase in us our desire and our ability to do just that. Through your word and through your spirit, encourage and build us up in the faith. We pray, Father, for the worship that we will offer to you, and we ask that it be pleasing to you. Clear our minds that we might focus upon you on this your day. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Please be seated. Open your Bibles to Leviticus 19 for our Old Testament scripture lesson. Leviticus 19, verses 1 through 18.
In the early church, it was common to stand up to hear the reading of the word. And I'm not going to ask you to do that physically. But these are God's words, breathed out by his mouth through his spirit. So stand up in your hearts and listen. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the entire assembly of Israel, and say to them, 'Be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy. Each of you must respect his mother and father, and you must observe my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. Do not turn to idols or make gods of cast metal for yourselves. I am the Lord your God. When you sacrifice a fellowship offering to the Lord, sacrifice it in such a way that it will be accepted on your behalf. It shall be eaten on the day you sacrifice it or on the next day. Anything left over until the third day must be burned up. If any of it is eaten on the third day, it is impure and will not be accepted. Whoever eats it will be held responsible because he has desecrated what is holy to the Lord. That person must be cut off from his people. When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Do not go over your vineyard a second time or pick up the grapes that have fallen. Leave them for the poor and the alien. I am the Lord your God. Do not steal. Do not lie. Do not deceive one another. Do not swear falsely by my name and so profane the name of the Lord your God. I am the Lord. Do not defraud your neighbor or rob him. Do not hold back the wages of a hired man overnight. Do not curse the deaf or put a stumbling block in front of the blind, but fear your God. I am the Lord. Do not pervert justice. Do not show partiality to the poor or favoritism to the great, but judge your neighbor fairly. Do not go about spreading slander among the people. Do not do anything that endangers your neighbor's life. I am the Lord. Do not hate your brother in your heart. Rebuke your neighbor frankly so you will not share in his guilt. Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against one of your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord.
As we have this time every Lord's Day to bow before the Lord and examine our consciences and confess our sins to the Lord, let us do it this morning in light of this command to love our neighbor as ourself, the command to not hate our brother in our heart, and to rebuke our neighbor. As he talks about loving our neighbor, part of that sometimes is in the rebuking of our neighbor in his sin, and hoping that our neighbor loves us enough to do that to us. We all fail in this so often. Let's bow before the Lord, confess our sins. Specifically, think of ways that you have failed to love your neighbor as yourself this week. Almighty God, the sum of all the commandments is that we love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and our neighbor as ourself. How we fail in doing that. And so, Father, we ask that you forgive us, each one of us, as we think about ways this week where we have failed to do that. Where we have, rather than loved those around us, we have hated them, despised them, spoken of them in ways that were not loving. Lord, have mercy on us and forgive us of our sins. For Christ's sake, amen. Two passages I want to read as we receive the assurance of God concerning our pardon as we confess our sins as believers. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. I wanted to add to that Romans 5:8, but God shows his love to us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We're sinners today, as we were when he redeemed us, and we come to him as sinners and say, Father, forgive me. And he has promised, as he has sent his Son to die for our sins, that he will forgive us. May God bless us with, once again, that assurance. We're going to sing a medley of songs, which are songs expressing our love to Christ. Anna and Marion are going to be singing this song through once, and then we're going to stand and sing this song, a new song for us singing. It's not new, but it's new for us. We'll sing it after they sing the first time. We'll stand and sing it, and two other songs, hymn 645 as well.
All I once held dear, built my life upon. Once this world breathes and was to born. I once thought gain, I have counted loss. Spent and worthless now, compared to this. Knowing you,
Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy.
my sin, my cross, my shame. Rising again, I bless your name. You're my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You're my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Jesus, the very thought of thee with sweetness fills my breast, but sweeter far thy face to see, and in thy presence rest. Nor voice can sing, nor heart can frame, nor can the memory find a sweeter sound than thy blessed name. O Savior of mankind, O hope of every contrite heart, O joy of all the meek, to those who fall, how kind thou art, how good to those who seek. But what to those who find are this, nor tongue nor pen can show the love of Jesus, what it is. None but his loved ones know. Jesus, our only joy, be thou, as thou our prize wilt be. Jesus, be thou our glory now, and through eternity.
You may be seated. Mary Ann asked me to give praise to the Lord for Matt's baccalaureate service at Emmaus High School. One of the pastors from Faith Free spoke along with, I believe, a Catholic priest and a rabbi, if I remember correctly, a Catholic priest and a Muslim, and it's the pastor whose daughter was killed in a car crash. And if you remember that last, it was about a year ago or so, I think. And she said that he really gave a powerful message of a hope and a challenge of the gospel to the students. And so Mary Ann wanted to thank God for that. That's what a baccalaureate service is supposed to be. It's a religious service, which has sort of fallen into disrepute in the public school system. So as we prepare to worship God with our offering, hear God's word. As you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all earnestness, and in our love for you, see that you excel in this act of grace also. The Apostle Paul writing to the Corinthians, the grace of giving to the work of God. Let us worship God with our giving. Open your Bibles to Luke 6 for our New Testament reading.
Luke chapter 6, beginning at verse 27. But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. If someone strikes you on one cheek, turn to him the other also. If someone takes your cloak, do not stop him from taking your tunic. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you and do not demand it back, do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies. Do good to them. And lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful.
Let us prepare our hearts and minds for the preaching of God's word by standing and singing hymn number 188.
Jesus, I am resting in the joy of what Thou art. I am finding out the greatness of Thy loving heart. Thou hast bid me gaze upon Thee as Thy beauty fills my soul. For by thy transforming power, thou hast made me whole. Jesus, I am resting in the joy of what thou art. I am finding out the greatness of thy loving heart. How great thy loving kindness, vaster, broader than the sea. Oh, how marvelous thy goodness, lavished all on me. Yes, I rest in thee, beloved. Know what wealth of grace is thine. Come for certainty of promise, and have made it mine. Jesus, I am resting in the joy of what thou art. I am finding out the greatness of thy loving heart. Trusting Thee, Lord Jesus, I behold Thee as Thou art.
And my love so pure, so changeless, satisfies my
morning resting in the joy of what thou art, I am finding out the greatness of thy loving heart. Ever lift thy face upon me as I work and wait for thee, resting 'neath thy smile, Lord Jesus, earth's dark shadows flee. Brightness of my Father's glory, sunshine of my Father's face, keep me ever trusting, resting, fill me with thy grace. Jesus, I am resting, resting in the joy of what thou art. I am finding out the greatness.